Your daily AI press review, April 14th, 2026, Compute Crunch. An internal OpenAI memo has revealed a new model, codenamed Spud, which is expected to significantly enhance all of the company's products. This strategic development, outlined by Chief Revenue Officer Denise Dresser, is part of OpenAI's five key priorities for its enterprise business, signaling a strong focus on product evolution and market leadership. The memo also details plans for a new agent platform called Frontier, indicating OpenAI's ambition to expand its ecosystem of AI agents. This move comes as the AI industry continues its rapid growth, with companies vying for competitive advantage through advanced model development and broader application integration. The emphasis on Spud suggests a foundational upgrade designed to improve performance across various applications, from conversational AI to more complex enterprise solutions, aiming to solidify OpenAI's position against rivals. The AI industry is facing a critical compute shortage, with surging demand for agentic AI leading to outages, rationing, and a nearly 50% jump in GPU prices. This capacity crisis is impacting major players like Anthropic, which has seen its API availability drop to 98.95% and has even led OpenAI to announce the discontinuation of its Sora video generation service due to resource constraints. The intense competition for graphics processing units, or GPUs, is driving up operational costs and slowing down the development and deployment of new AI models and services. This scarcity highlights a fundamental bottleneck in the AI ecosystem, where hardware limitations are struggling to keep pace with the exponential growth in AI research and commercial applications, forcing companies to prioritize and ration their available compute resources. Google is expanding its generative AI offerings by providing Ultra subscribers with video generation capabilities using its Veo 3.1 Lite model at no additional credit cost. This move aims to democratize access to advanced video creation tools, making them more accessible to a broader user base within Google's subscription ecosystem. The Veo 3.1 Lite model, which operates alongside the existing Veo 3.1 Fast option, allows users to generate high-quality video content without incurring extra charges, fostering greater creativity and utility for subscribers. This initiative reflects Google's strategy to integrate sophisticated AI features into its existing product lines, enhancing user value and driving adoption of its generative AI technologies, particularly in the competitive landscape of multimodal content creation. OpenAI has acquired Hero, an AI personal finance startup, signaling its strategic entry into the financial technology sector. This acquisition is a significant step for OpenAI, as it aims to leverage Hero's expertise to develop AI-powered financial tools and services. The move suggests a broader ambition beyond foundational AI models, indicating a focus on applying its advanced AI capabilities to specific high-value industry verticals. Integrating Hero's technology could enable OpenAI to offer personalized financial advice, automated investment strategies, or enhanced fraud detection, potentially disrupting traditional financial services. This acquisition underscores the growing trend of AI companies expanding their reach into specialized markets, seeking to transform industries with intelligent automation and data-driven insights. The 2026 AI Index from Stanford University's Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence reports that AI development is accelerating, with top models continuously improving despite predictions of a plateau. The report highlights that AI adoption rates are surpassing those of personal computers and the internet, indicating a rapid integration into daily life and business operations. AI companies are generating revenue at an unprecedented pace, yet they are also investing hundreds of billions of dollars in data centers and specialized chips to meet the escalating demand for compute power. This dynamic creates a complex environment where technological progress outstrips the ability of existing benchmarks, policies, and job markets to adapt, leading to a significant gap between AI capabilities and societal readiness. Meta is reportedly developing an AI version of its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, to assist its nearly 79,000 employees. This digital clone is being trained on Zuckerberg's thoughts, tone, mannerisms, and public statements to provide staff with consistent and accessible guidance on company strategy and operations. The initiative aims to foster a stronger sense of connection among employees and streamline internal communications, particularly within a large, globally distributed workforce. By creating an AI avatar of its leader, Meta is exploring innovative ways to scale leadership presence and knowledge dissemination, potentially setting a new precedent for how large enterprises leverage AI to enhance internal engagement and operational efficiency, while also raising questions about the future of corporate leadership and communication. Salesforce has dramatically reduced AI debugging times from 2 weeks to a single day for its Agentforce platform by implementing query-driven observability. This enhancement, spearheaded by principal software engineer Kishore Shiganti, allows engineers to conduct investigations across billions of data points within the Einstein notebooking platform. The new system provides secure, production-grade AI debugging, enabling rapid identification and resolution of issues in complex AI agent deployments. This operational improvement is critical for maintaining the reliability and performance of AI-driven services, demonstrating how advanced observability tools can significantly impact the efficiency and agility of enterprise AI development and deployment cycles, ultimately accelerating time to market for new features and ensuring system stability. The North Carolina Department of State Treasurer has announced an extensive implementation of artificial intelligence across its operations, aiming to enhance efficiency and service delivery. This initiative involves integrating AI tools into various departmental functions, from financial management to public service interactions. The deployment is expected to streamline processes, improve data analysis capabilities, and potentially reduce operational costs, reflecting a growing trend among government agencies to leverage AI for modernization. This strategic adoption highlights the potential for AI to transform public sector operations, offering benefits such as improved accuracy, faster processing times, and more informed decision-making, ultimately serving the public more effectively and efficiently. Scotiabank is equipping its global staff with a new proprietary AI system called Scotia Intelligence, designed to enhance various banking operations. This deployment aims to empower employees with advanced analytical capabilities, improve customer service, and streamline internal workflows across the bank's international network. By integrating AI into daily tasks, Scotiabank seeks to boost productivity, enable more data-driven decisions, and foster innovation within its workforce. This strategic investment in AI reflects the banking sector's increasing reliance on intelligent technologies to maintain competitiveness, optimize operations, and deliver superior client experiences in a rapidly evolving financial landscape, demonstrating a commitment to technological advancement and employee empowerment. The U.S. Department of Energy has announced $34 million in funding to integrate artificial intelligence with autonomous laboratories for catalyst development. This significant investment aims to accelerate the discovery and optimization of new materials crucial for energy applications, such as sustainable fuels and industrial processes. By combining AI-driven experimental design with automated lab systems, researchers can rapidly screen and test thousands of catalyst formulations, dramatically reducing development cycles. This initiative underscores the transformative potential of AI in scientific research, enabling breakthroughs that would be impossible with traditional methods and positioning the U.S. at the forefront of materials science innovation, with direct implications for energy efficiency and environmental sustainability. NVIDIA has released Physics Nemo, a new framework that enables the implementation of physics-informed machine learning models. This tool allows developers to build practical workflows for solving complex physics problems, such as 2D Darcy flow, by integrating physical laws directly into neural networks. Physics Nemo supports various advanced models like Fourier neural operators, or FNOs, and physics-informed neural networks, or PNNs, facilitating the creation of accurate surrogate models and efficient inference benchmarking. For practitioners, this means a more robust and interpretable approach to simulating physical phenomena, reducing the need for extensive empirical data and accelerating design cycles in fields like engineering, climate modeling, and material science, ultimately leading to more reliable and faster scientific discovery. AWS has launched an agent registry to help enterprises manage the sprawl of AI agents within their organizations. This new tool provides a centralized platform for cataloging, deploying, and monitoring various AI agents, addressing the growing complexity of managing diverse AI applications. For businesses, the Agent Registry offers a structured approach to govern AI deployments, ensuring compliance, security, and efficient resource allocation. This development is crucial as more companies adopt agentic AI systems, providing a necessary infrastructure to prevent fragmentation and maintain control over their AI ecosystems. It simplifies the operational aspects of AI, allowing enterprises to scale their AI initiatives more effectively and securely while reducing potential risks associated with unmanaged deployments. Google ADK offers a multi-agent pipeline tutorial for advanced data analysis, enabling users to build sophisticated systems for real analytical work. This tutorial guides practitioners through setting up environments, configuring secure API access, creating centralized data stores, and defining specialized tools for data loading, statistical testing, and visualization. The multi-agent approach allows for the orchestration of various AI components to perform complex tasks, such as transforming tables and generating comprehensive reports in Python. This practical guide empowers data scientists and analysts to leverage Google's AI capabilities for more efficient and robust data processing, providing a blueprint for developing scalable and automated analytical solutions that can handle diverse data challenges and deliver actionable insights. A significant trend emerging from recent discussions is the growing divide in AI adoption and proficiency within organizations, often referred to as the AI power user phenomenon. Reports suggest that about 20% of employees are becoming highly proficient with agentic AI tools, while another 20% actively resist adoption, and the remaining 60% primarily use basic chat tools. This creates an internal skills gap that can hinder enterprise-wide AI integration and productivity gains. Companies like Google are reportedly experiencing the same adoption curve, indicating that even tech giants face challenges in democratizing AI literacy. This disparity highlights the need for targeted training and change management strategies to ensure broader and more effective AI utilization across all employee segments, preventing a two-tiered workforce. The increasing demand for AI agents and advanced models is creating a critical bottleneck in compute capacity, leading to rising GPU prices and service rationing. This trend, coupled with the rapid pace of AI development, suggests that hardware infrastructure is struggling to keep up with innovation. The compute crunch is not just a temporary issue. It's a systemic challenge that could slow down the broader adoption and scaling of AI technologies across industries. Businesses must consider this constraint in their AI strategies, potentially exploring more efficient model architectures, optimizing existing deployments, or investing in diversified compute resources. This situation underscores the strategic importance of hardware in the AI race, making access to powerful, efficient computing resources a key differentiator for companies. Researchers have introduced memory sparse attention, or MSA, a novel framework designed to significantly extend the effective context length of large language models to over 100 million tokens. This breakthrough addresses a major limitation of current LLMs, which typically struggle with context lengths beyond a few million tokens due to the quadratic complexity of traditional attention mechanisms. MSA achieves linear complexity in both training and inference through innovations like scalable sparse attention and document-wise ROPI, enabling LLMs to process and retain information from vast amounts of text. This capability is crucial for complex applications such as large corpus summarization, digital twins, and long history agent reasoning, where maintaining a comprehensive understanding of extended interactions or documents is paramount for accurate and coherent responses. A new AI model, LPM 1.0, can generate up to 45 minutes of lip-synced video from a single still image in real time. This research project represents a significant advancement in generative AI, allowing a static photograph to become a dynamic speaking, listening, or singing character with realistic facial expressions and emotional reactions. The model's ability to produce extended, high-quality video content from minimal input has profound implications for media production, virtual assistants, and personalized digital experiences. While currently a research endeavor, this technology could revolutionize content creation by dramatically reducing the resources and time required to animate characters, making sophisticated video generation accessible to a wider range of creators and businesses, and blurring the lines between static and dynamic visual media. Think of a large language model's context window like a chef's cutting board. A small cutting board means the chef can only work with a few ingredients at a time, constantly swapping them out. This is like a limited context window where the AI forgets earlier parts of a conversation or document. A larger cutting board or an extended context window allows the chef to keep many ingredients or pieces of information readily available, enabling them to create more complex and coherent dishes. This means the AI can maintain a deeper understanding of long conversations, extensive documents, or intricate tasks, leading to more relevant and nuanced outputs without losing track of previous details. This extended context window matters in practice because it allows AI models to handle more sophisticated tasks without losing coherence. For businesses, this translates to more effective customer service chatbots that remember entire interaction histories, legal AI tools that can analyze lengthy contracts with full understanding, or research assistants that synthesize information from multiple large documents. It reduces the need for constant reprompting or breaking down complex queries into smaller, disconnected parts, making AI interactions more natural, efficient, and powerful. Ultimately, it enables AI to tackle problems that require a comprehensive grasp of vast amounts of information, unlocking new applications and improving existing ones across various industries. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you'd like to support me, my latest book, The Last Heaven, is available on Amazon and at ashcroftedition.com. Link on the podcast page. Thank you. Understanding Physics-Informed Neural Networks.